It looks like February will bring a Valentine's gift to Mitt Romney of several more wins in his column. So why are Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich making plans for March? It's Monday, February 6th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
So Romney, a winner in Nevada on Saturday. The Giants win in Indiana on Sunday. Guess which one had a bigger audience? We're going to have the latest on the GOP race and look back at the big game as well this hour. But here's what you're talking about.
I think Mitt Romney, when talking about the safety net for the very poor, is talking about why people aren't starving to death when they're very poor. There are shelters. There are some things being offered in food, and no, it's not wonderful. It's not where you want to stay, and that's the point. You need to get out and find a way to do it.
We're going to have a larger conversation about this later this hour, but we want to get your thoughts about those comments, which may have sparked a discussion, a much-needed discussion about poverty in America. 8778 My Take. But first, let's check in on our headlines.
President Obama has made some revealing comments over tensions between Israel and Iran. In a pre-Super Bowl interview with NBC News, the president said Israel has not made a decision to strike Iran, even as worries grow that Tehran is building a nuclear weapon.
They have not taken the step that they need to diplomatically, which is to say we will pursue peaceful nuclear power, we will not pursue a nuclear weapon. Until they do, I think Israel rightly is going to be very concerned, and we are as well.
The president says the president wouldn't say if the U.S. would be privy to knowledge of any Israeli-led action before it happens.
Forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are continuing an assault on anti-government demonstrators in the western city of Homs. At least a dozen people have been killed in this morning's latest round of violence. Resident of Homs, Omar, spoke with our partner, the BBC, during that fighting to appeal for international aid.
The UN left us alone. They give the green line to Bashar Assad. They give him more time to... You can't hear the voices.
Do you hear? Good heavens, Omar. That's really, really close, isn't it? Are you okay?
I have to leave.
Today's attack comes just days after Russia and China vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that would have called on President Bashar al-Assad to step down. The son of Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood is one of 19 Americans facing a criminal trial in Egypt. Prosecutors say they'll try the U.S. citizens, along with two dozen others, for allegedly receiving illegal foreign funds. Egypt's military rulers say foreign hands are behind protests against them.
Republican presidential candidates are spanning out across Colorado and Minnesota ahead of tomorrow's caucuses. Polls give Mitt Romney a double-digit lead in Colorado. He appears locked in a statistical dead heat, though, with Rick Santorum in the state of Minnesota. Romney and Newt Gingrich campaign in Colorado today. Santorum and Ron Paul are rallying supporters in Minnesota. And the Vince Lombardi Trophy is coming back to New York after the Giants squeaked out a victory against the Patriots 21-17 in a hard-fought contest. Giants quarterback Eli Manning now has two Super Bowl rings and was named MVP after completing 30 of 40 passes. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin says consistency is what won them the game.
We just kept pounding away. We persevere till victory is ours. You got to believe. You know, we never changed our approach, never changed our style.
Team now heads back to New York, where a ticker tape parade will be held tomorrow in Lower Manhattan.
Asian markets are mixed right now. European indices are down, though, probably on fears about Greece. Futures are down on Wall Street as well. The Dow will start at 12,862, the S&P at 1,344, the NASDAQ at 2,905. And many of you are still calling in and writing in to comment on comments from Mitt Romney that he made on CNN.
My name is Dave, and I'm calling from Miami. The man did not say he doesn't care about the poor people. He said he wasn't concerned about the poor because they have safety nets. He's more concerned about middle-class and lower-middle-class Americans because they don't have safety nets.
So we want to get your thoughts about this. And as I said, we'll delve a little deeper into this later this hour. But are you in the middle class, and do you feel like you're struggling to stay there? And are you confident about the safety net should you lose your job or something happen? Give us a call at 8778 My Take. First, though, we're going to look back to the weekend's results from Nevada and take a look ahead to the rest of the month.
Hey, There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.